Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Jared Blickery. Fewer and fewer people have been subject to estate tax in the last two decades, but Democrats are looking to change that. Yahoo Finance's Denitza Tsekuba tells us more about who's going to be affected by these latest changes. Denitza, what's going on here?
Yeah, so as we know, Democrats are trying to push a series of tax hikes through Congress. Majority are targeting the wealth. But there is one specific one that's also targeting the wealth. It's the estate tax. That has decreased significantly over the last two decades. A very small fraction of people are paying it, and the amount they're paying is smaller. So an estate tax is the taxation of the transfer of wealth from a deceased person to their heirs. And what Democrats want to do is they want to reduce the current exemption. The current exemption for single filers is $12 million. And for joint filers, it goes up to $23 million. So only after that exemption, people have to pay 40% tax on their wealth. They want that exemption to be cut in half and go down to $6 million, which is reverting it back to 2017 levels. So the last time this exemption was significantly increased was by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But it's not that act that started it. It's actually been a trend for the last 20 years that the estate tax has been weakening more and more. For example, what we had in 2001 was close to 700,000 of an exemption. And now, as we said, it's 12 million. So it has increased substantially. And the current level means only 1 in 1,000 estates are being taxed by this estate tax. The reason why Democrats are targeting this is because large inheritances play a significant role in concentration of wealth. They account for around 40% of household wealth, and especially concentrated for those at the top, really wealthy individuals. And this proposal worked very well with the step-up basis, repeating the step-up basis. But as we know, that plan is not included in the Democrats' House Ways and Means Committee version. So this is pretty much the only tax we currently see on inheritance.
Well, we're talking about trillion-dollar infrastructure bills today. How, and we got to pay for them, maybe. How much revenue is this going to be, and how much money is Uncle Sam going to collect from this proposed tax?
Yeah, so this is not one of the most ambitious proposals, but yet it's supposed to bring around $12, $13 billion a year in the next 5 years. This change was actually going to happen anyway, because some of the tax changes that are part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act were going to expire in 2026 anyway. But still, it's a significant increase in revenue for that type of tax that has been decreasing over time. As a reminder, the overall tax package is supposed to raise $2.2 trillion. And the majority of those tax hikes fall on high-income individuals.
Well, we thank you for breaking that down for us. Yahoo Finance's Denitza Tsekova.